Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like a nice weekend if you have outdoor activities. Maybe you're heading to, like, you know, a haunted house or some kind of, like, haunted trail, pumpkin patch, good times. It looks like partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 53, then mostly sunny on Sunday, the high 55. Really nice weather. So it's fall, and we're a week away from Halloween. Nice that Halloween will fall on a Friday.
Have you picked out your costume yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am not one of those folks who participates in the whole adults dressing up thing.
Oh, because we're so mature.
I don't know. It's just a lot of work and a lot of money. It gets expensive.
It does.
Costumes and such. Yeah, no, definitely not for me. But there are a lot of people who take part. It's actually adults' number two celebration holiday, which is funny for it. Christmas is first, and then comes Halloween. Believe it or not, that's where we're at today.
Yeah, I mean,
any reason to party. That's what people think, right?
Pun intended. You can dress this thing up as anything you want to say it is, but it's just a fun holiday for kids and adults.
All right. I just want to mention quickly a lot of rumors out there after Urban Meyer was seen in a photo with Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator Dave McCormick. All of a sudden, you know, the post is out there and people start going, oh, is he coming to Penn State as a coach? It looked like he was in D.C. At least that's what I thought.
Is he thinking about politics, maybe?
I know. That was the first thing I thought.
Like, oh, is he thinking about politics? Is he trying to – is he going to be part of a fundraiser?
Right.
And then I was really in the minority on that thought process. Was people were like, I wonder if he's talking to him about Penn State.
Mm, no. I mean, we don't know.
Why would he talk to him about Penn State?
Well, that is weird. But, I mean, people, you know, there are some who would like Urban Meyer to be the coach. And Senator Dave McCormick yesterday on X posted the picture. He's in what looks like a dining room with a chandelier and very decorated. I was thinking at first, is this like a hotel? Where, like, some official, you know, it looked like, you know, a place where probably connected people go to eat. But
does Pat Kraft's office have chandeliers?
I don't think so.
Okay, just trying to put it out there in case.
Anyway, the post said, great conversation over breakfast this morning with my friend and all-time great at Coach Urban Meyer. We talked about leadership, teamwork, and serving something bigger than yourself.
Politics.
Like coaching?
I think politics.
Oh, stop.
I think it's politics. I don't think it's coaching.
I think that's the easy thought, right? Because it's a politician.
It's a logical one, though, too. Like, continue. I'll hear you out.
But what I mean, politics, obviously not for Pennsylvania. He's not from PA. That doesn't stop anybody.
Sure.
McCormick has a Connecticut mansion, so I don't know. The thing is, I don't know. But it doesn't make sense to me that if you're going for a coaching job, you try to get into the political mess, but whatever. Whatever it is, that is one of the rumors. People were like, that looks like the Lash Building. And I'm like, sometimes that doesn't look like the Lash Building.
Sometimes a picture is just a picture. I once had a picture with Paul Abdul. And I remember the tabloids were like, is he joining American Idol? And I was like, no, I'm not. No, that never happened. I just took a picture. That's it, Nancy. I can't imagine Penn State would grab an Urban Meyer.
I can.
He had these like weird allegations of creepiness. Like he's cheating.
Can he coach a team?
Their history doesn't allow for someone with flawed morality issues. Even if slightly. People make mistakes. Right. Nothing Urban Meyer did was anywhere near the Sandusky stuff.
But
I feel like you don't want the guys like, wait, is he the guy that was grinding on some other girl while he's married? And like, I don't know. I feel like that raises, you want to have someone with a high moral standing that can be documented, not the other way around. That's just my take. If he gets hired, okay.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people would be like, this is awesome. And a lot of people would go, oh, good. Right. He's always going to want to be.
Well, I think that's
almost. Did he get removed from Ohio State for some other scandal? Was that Jim Tressel, I think.
I think that no matter who gets chosen, there will be people that are happy or unhappy. That's just the way it's going to be, you know. So it is what it is. You're never going to make everybody happy. But this Matt Rhule seems to be a pretty underwhelming option, too. Which is, seems to be what everybody thinks is going to be the, you know, big one. We shall see, right?
What job would you talk to John Fetterman about? If you're going to McCormick for the Penn State job, right. What would I talk to Fetterman about? Yeah. Who?
He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Steelers coach. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
answered.
Something like
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. But when you look at Penn State.
Sheets manager. I don't know.
You know. Sports Illustrated has an article out, and it talks about the whole future for Penn State, what they think's going on. One of the things they asked is what went wrong, because it had the high hopes have been certainly came crashing down. And they talked to some folks who some said, you know, there's no game wrecker on the team. They had two last year, Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren. But there is no real big alpha outside of Catron Allen, the closest player, they say, to having an MVP. So the fact that they have those two guys have obviously been sorely missed. And you have Rojas, who is out,
right?
Who was someone who could have certainly helped quite a lot.
They denied Dennis Sutton was a monster early in the season. And he seems to have kind of fallen to the back a little bit. But the whole team has, too. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And one who they talked to said there's a chance Penn State will play in a bowl game because there could be some wins at the end of the season. Typically, you need 6 wins to be eligible, but still, they're in a tough spot.
They get look, if they get into a bowl game, it's because Penn State fans will travel to a bowl game. Like a lot of them will.
Yeah,
you know, they're a very loyal fan base. We're a very loyal fan base. They travel. They bring money. They're well known. So I think they get in just because if they do, it's just because.
Right.
We are Penn State.
When they asked about whether Penn State's 2026 starting quarterback is currently on the roster, the people they talked to said no. Franklin never brought a transfer quarterback to Penn State, for better or worse. The next coach will. They think that they'll get someone through the portal. And obviously, a head coach is going to help a lot with that as well, if they get the right one, right? Because, you know, Grunkmeyer, no offense to him. It depends, obviously, how he does in the next few games. But, you know, does anybody see him as, you know, coming, breaking out and doing anything fantastic? Who knows? I guess we're waiting to see. Meanwhile, who will be the next head coach? And, of course, some think it's going to be someone with ties to the athletic director. But they say, one says, Texas A&M coach Mike Elko, who's won at Duke and Texas A&M, can recruit the portal, gifted on game day. They say that's why Kraft did try to hire him at Temple, and they believe he'll try one of them at Penn State. Another says Matt Rhule is the easy answer to this question, and his name seems to keep popping up over and over and over again.
I think the only issue ethically would be Franklin could easily be like, look, we had a slump after all these successful years, and obviously he wanted his friend in. I think it makes Franklin's case better for other jobs to be like, look, they weren't going to give me a chance to write my, okay, I had a real bad turn of events there.
Because I wanted to ask for more money and an extension and had a crap season.
I don't think you want down the crapper.
He should be glad he didn't sign an extension over the summer because people would have been twice as infuriated, but he'd probably get more money too. All right. Speaking of sports, let's move on to this big news that came out yesterday. High stakes poker games with the mob and sports pros and a gambling ring and a bust and all this stuff. It's wild. There was a poker cheating ring, according to the feds. Indictments have been made involving NBA figures backed by the mafia with high-tech cheating methods. This is wild. Shady shuffles, not from quick-handed card sharks, but tricked-out machines. Instead of mirrors or guys in the corner peeking over shoulders, the feds say there were X-ray tables and high-tech contact lenses, low-tech signals between players and old-fashioned beatings for debtors allegedly were used, too. This is just crazy.
It sounds fictional in a way.
Yeah, it does. Look, first of all, there were underground games that were going on, these poker games. So that's illegal in itself. They say they were operated by mafia families. And they say not only these were illegal, but they're extra illegal, as opposed to straight illegal games where at least the poker is legit. Texas Hold'em was the poker they played, like most games those days. It involves very few cards, just five face-up public cards and two for each player. That potentially simplifies the scamming. So what they did was they'd bring in these rich targets, and they'd be called the fish, right? Brought in by the allure of playing for high stakes in posh secret spots in Manhattan. And they were attracted by the prospect of playing with pro athletes and coaches, including Portland Trail Blazers coach and Hall of Fame NBA player Chauncey Billups. The operators called these the face cards. So you had the fish, and then the face cards are the ones that lure them in. Billups was charged with participating in a conspiracy to fix high-stakes card games tied to La Cosa Nostra, the organized crime families that cheated unsuspecting gamblers out of at least $7 million. Also charged, former NBA assistant coach and player Damon Jones. Now, we don't know the identity of the victims, but imagine this. So you're a wealthy fish. You go in there. The whole thing is everybody else is on the know except for you. You lose your money. You don't pay your money. They beat the crap out of you or threaten to.
Right.
And so it's not even bad enough that, like, you, if you lost legitimately, but you never had a chance. You were going to lose, and you were going to lose big.
Well, yeah, the fix was in. So with the fix being in like that, if that's what really happened, so the plan all along was to beat them down.
Right, to get the money. I mean, the plan belongs to get the money. They're going to get the money, and if they don't have the money, then they're going to have to beat them down to get the money.
Well, true.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it wasn't just that. Also, they had conspirators tried other gadgetry other than a shuffling machine, some of it similar to the tech used to identify players' hands on poker telecasts. They don't go into detail about them. X-ray table could identify the face-down cards used in Texas Hold'em from underneath. Hidden cameras built into the trays that hold players' chips that could identify the cards. Customized contact lenses and glasses that could detect special marks that they'd have on the cards you can't see with a naked eye. So the cheating winners share a percentage of the take with the game operators. Victims told to wire money to shell companies, and then it was laundered. The organizers sometimes used robbery, extortion, and assault to get the debtors to pay. Two game operators use their fists to extract payment from one cheated player. Isn't that horrible? God, it's terrible. Anyway, that's what we know so far. By the way, we'll get into it, but Stephen A. Smith, well-known guy, you know, doing sports broadcasts and talking sports and sometimes politics, who thinks that, like, this is some kind of retribution.
And he also drops this because he says it's kind of like politically motivated. And then we're talking NBA, and he drops this warning.
Don't be surprised if the WNBA is next on his list.
Talking about the president's list. I was so happy watching this press conference. I thought, this is nice to see crime being busted without it being politically motivated. And Stephen A. Smith's like, hold up.
Hold my beer. Some officials from Lackawanna and Luzerne counties squared off yesterday. And it all has to do with the airport in Avoca. Very interesting stuff. WVIA has a really good story about this with Boris Grichenik. They do a great job covering the news. So basically, it all has to do with supplementing the armed security force and federal agents with local police at the local airport. So there was a Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport board meeting. Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gaughan is there. He said the airport does not need the extra police, and even the airport officials backed him up. Again, this is in WVIA.org, their story. Luzerne County Manager Romilda Crocomo accused Gaughan of grandstanding and acting Bush League because there was someone there who oversees the extra. There was someone who's supposed to be there who oversees the extra police. That's Luzerne County DA Sam Sanguadolce. But he wasn't there. So she was unhappy that this was being discussed, I guess, without him being there. I'm not sure why he wasn't there. He wasn't at the meeting. Later with WVIA, he said he supported the program of having local police there. But I do have a question. Do they need to be there? Because it costs quite a bit of money. So Luzerne County has been paying about $12,000 a month to keep this funding going. It's TSA funding for the program known as Law Enforcement Officer, or LEO, expired May 1st of 2024. And I guess former Representative Matt Cartwright was one who wanted to revive the funding, but it did not happen. Okay, so it hasn't happened. Since then, Luzerne County has been ponying up the money. So it's about $175,000 a year. And the Luzerne County officials were asking Lackawanna County to contribute. Now, Lackawanna County, we know, has had its own issues with a large deficit and taxes have gone up. And they didn't really want to pony up. So the issue was discussed in an October 14th meeting for Luzerne County Council. And they wanted Lackawanna County to kind of, have some kind of a new partnership agreement for the airport, and they want Lackawanna County to contribute. So Gaughan says he looked into it because they didn't pay last year. And he says he found out they weren't needed. And I guess when they talked about it in a private executive session before the board meeting, Gaughan said, the assistant airport executive director, the airport security director, and the airport executive director all said the airport doesn't need the police. Gaughan said to the board, they are telling me emphatically we don't need this program. And Crocomo was not happy about that. She said, I've traveled to other airports of a similar size. They all have a police presence. Luzerne County has basically carried the burden of paying for the program. We're healthy financially. We understand Lackawanna County is not.
We've heard rumors.
But what's fair is fair. And either you have a partnership or you don't with a partnership agreement. Anyway, she was very unhappy, even though right out in the open, Bill Gaughan asked these folks, again, people at the airport. Here's the quote. Gaughan asked Teichman if the airport should spend money on the program. No, Teichman said. Gaughan asked Beardsley. These are all, as we said, people that are in charge there.
Yeah.
How about Beardsley? No, Beardsley said. Gaughan recapped. I don't know how to run an airport. I'll admit, I've been on a plane once in my life. I went to Ireland 2 years ago. We have the director of public safety, a former air marshal, the assistant airport director, and the airport director telling you people at this table we do not need the police program. If Luzerne County wants to pay for it out of their own coffers, be my guest. It's a nice program to have if you want to pay for it. Have at it. So you know, Crocomo objected calling Gaughan's request, I guess. He asked for it, and the meeting went on with other business. Before it ended, Gaughan asked Teichman to present the analysis. She provided the board privately. Crocomo objected, calling the request Bush League, because Sanguadolce was not there. So, look, they're arguing over this. I seem to remember in the past another issue. Remember when they were selling the ballpark? Bob Cordero would remember this because he was a part of it.
Yeah.
But back then, both when they started the baseball team, both counties ponied up, I think, $1 million apiece, or I could be wrong on the number, but they both did. But after that, Lackawanna County pretty much was the one with most of the costs. And then when it was getting sold, Luzerne County got upset because, hey, what about us? We ponied up and we should blah, blah, blah. When you try to get two together, you're always going to have those kinds of, you know, battles. Should they be ponying up that kind of money? If it's if they're saying it's not necessary, why are we doing it?
Yeah, it seemed, I can't really tell for sure, is Ramona Crocomo, as she's saying, we need to have this, you need to spend the money, or I'm sick of spending all this money. I don't know if it's just about the money. Right. And that's the thing. Like,
it's about the money, and it sounds like she's supportive of continuing the program. But it sounds more like she wants the DA to be there, since he's the one who kind of was in charge of the program. I'm not sure why he wasn't there, if it was something that they were going to discuss. Maybe they didn't know. I would think they did, because on the 14th, the council talked about it. So
but they're going to invite him next month. He's going to be there next month to make it. So we're going to kick the can down the road a little bit.
But a little bit of heat there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Snedeker will tell you what the weather's like this weekend, especially if you have any outdoor activities. As we're approaching Halloween, let's get to Joe Snedeker at Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks, and good Friday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. Here's a deep pondering for you, folks. Are you ready for this? Nancy, hold on to Jason's arm. He's going to quiver. This will be the last weekend you will see the sun after 6 p.m. until March 2026. Next weekend, we're turning those clocks back. So, woo! Make good use of your time today. Clouds and sun, breezy. High temperatures about 53. A passing shower, but much of the day will be dry. The weekend, same thing tomorrow, partly sunny. I could see a sprinkle somewhere, but 90% of the day, actually 99% of the day looks dry and about 55. Sunday and Monday and probably into Tuesday, all dry, partly sunny, and in the low to mid-50s. But then an East Coast monster is going to form late next week, probably by Thursday, and that could mean some coastal rain and wind. We'll see how close it gets to us. It could still be a miss, and let's hope it's out of here by Halloween, which is 1 week today. Oh, baby, it's all going down. The rest is up to you. Put a smile on your face. Say it's good to be alive. Make the most of your time here on planet Earth, and I'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. 39 degrees.
Joe's working a Monday?
That's weird. What happened?
Do you mean like the next Monday he decides to work next year?
That's crazy.
Monday. How about
39
that?
Degrees at 7:48 at WILK. I'd like your attention, please. Something to think about. Peggy Noonan, if you know her, she's written a lot of political speeches. She's conservative, was really instrumental in a lot of what you heard from Ronald Reagan, who's in the news because of the fact that the president doesn't like Ontario officials who've bought advertising that talks about Ronald Reagan's stance against tariffs. And so much, it's upset the president so much so he has halted talks with Canada right now. Anyway, Peggy Noonan writes for the Wall Street Journal, and her op-ed is called "A Republic, But Can We Keep It?" And I think it's something for all of us to ponder the words, wherever you may stand. And she talks about how, you know, there are obviously many Democrats and look, there's some former Republicans and independents who are worried about, as you hear a lot, democracy. But she talks about being worried about our republic. And here's just a little bit of what she had to say. Are we maintaining our republic? Is our equilibrium holding? The last 9 months, a lot of lines seem to have been crossed. In the use of the military, in redirecting the Justice Department to target the president's enemies, real and perceived. There are many areas in which you've come to think, isn't the executive assuming powers of Congress here? Why is Congress allowing this? The executive branch takes on authority to bend its foes, defeat them. You ask, is all this constitutional? The president jokes that he may not accept the Constitution's two-term presidential limit. Are you laughing? She talks about how the 250th anniversary is coming up next year, and she said many are rereading the old documents and talking about, you know, what was said in the Declaration of Independence. Here's a little more of what she says. They resonate in unexpected ways. For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, he has excited domestic insurrectionists among us. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people. Obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither. The founders didn't want any of that. It's why they created a republic. The tearing down of the East Wing of the White House also seems, in this context of concern, disturbing. White House defenders dismiss qualms as pearl clutching. A big, vital building's got to grow. It's been torn down and built up before. We need more room. But all this was done without public demand or support and was done in a way that was abrupt, complete, unstoppable. Congress has the power of the purse for such projects, but the president says no. Our wonderful donors are paying for it, but the names of the donors are not quickly revealed. Your imagination was forced to go, why? Might certain bad actors be buying influence? Crypto kings, billionaires needing agency approvals, felons buying pardons, AI chieftains on the prowl? Might the whole thing be open to corruption? Would it even have been attempted in a fully functioning, sharp and hungry republic, or only a tired one that's being diminished? The photos of the tearing down of the East Wing were upsetting because they felt like a metaphor for the idea that history itself can be made to disappear. And she goes on a little later just to say, it all gives you a feeling of nihilism, something you've never felt in your entire honestly constructive life. And it's so shocking that for a moment it leaves you giddy. And in the end, having been broken down a bit, you wind up laughing last week at a video in which an American president put a crown on his head in the cockpit of a fighter jet, flies over America and drops human waste on it. You just laugh when nothing like that ever would have made you laugh before and, in fact, would have hurt your heart. 9 months in, we've got to be thinking about these things. That's Peggy Noonan, op-ed, Wall Street Journal, and it's titled, A Republic, But Can We Keep It?
That was a nod. That was allegedly Benjamin Franklin, what he said at the Constitutional Convention. Mm-hmm. I've heard that so many times, and I guess there's no proof, but that's always tied to him. And it makes sense because it's modernized to what we're dealing with now.
It is what it is. Wanted to talk quickly about AI and bringing people who have died back to life through artificial intelligence.
This is what could go wrong?
In the news now, because Suzanne Somers, who passed away a few years ago, she died October of 2023. Her longtime husband, Alan Hamill, they'd been together like 50 years. He is developing an artificial intelligence replica of his late wife. So he recently presented the project at a conference, and he said, I recently asked her a few questions. She answered them. It blew me and everybody else away. just wild.
Here's a little bit of, you can hear her talk, because it's a creepy looking robot, though. It's not what I thought it was when I first heard it.
When you say robot,
it looks like
a robot. Is it actually like a robot in front of you, or is it on a screen?
It's a robot in front
of
you. Like, it's a physical, like, it looks, yeah, it's creepier than it sounds, probably, but.
I'll be the star of a reality show, The Real Robot Housewives of Silicon Valley.
Allen reportedly
said. In Entertainment Tonight and a bunch of news outlets had this. The voice part is dead on. There's so much, you know, audio of her throughout the years. They could match it perfectly.
Yeah. And so he presented this, and he said, when you look at the finished one next to the real Suzanne, you can't tell the difference. The AI was trained using all 27 of Summers' books and hundreds of her interviews. See, many people won't have that kind of stuff that is out there. Obviously, they've been interviewed and they're on all different shows, and everything they said is recorded. So they can really come up with a personality to match.
He says
the idea originated in the 1980s when they met a scientist, Ray Kurzweil, and he says it was Suzanne's idea. She wanted to help fans with health information through the technology, but he does he says it is helpful to have, even if it's not her, the likeness of her around.
But they're
That's
saying
creepy to me. I'm sorry.
The AI itself is going to be hosted eventually at SuzanneSummers.com, where they say fans will be able to talk to her, ask her health questions. Here's the problem. Like anything else on the internet and what we're seeing in some of these other chatbot things, your intention is fans can talk to her and ask her health and lifestyle questions. But remember who we're talking about, Suzanne Summers. People are going to use this for whatever. It's creepy to think about. I think this is the future, though. I think this is the future. Dead celebrities coming back in some form or another. And we're going to start. I think it's going to be more entertainment based than it's going to be advice.
Well, we'll see. And health information is changing as time goes on.
That's why
as
I think
well.
It's going to be less of an impact there. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.